During his Galilean ministry, Jesus went from place to place, preaching and proclaiming the good news of the kingdom of God. The 12 apostles were with him, and a few women, some of whom had been cured by Christ. Among them were Mary Magdalene, Joanna, the wife of Herod's steward, Susanna, and many others. These women were helping to support Jesus and the disciples out of their own means. Then they brought to Jesus a demon-possessed man, who was blind and dumb, and he was healed, so that he could both talk and see. The people were astonished and said, "Could this be the son of David, the Messiah?" When the Pharisees heard this, they said, "He is possessed. It is only by Beelzebub, the prince of demons, that this fellow drives out evil spirits." Jesus knew their thoughts and said to them, "Every kingdom divided against itself will fall, and every city or household divided against itself cannot stand. If Satan drives out Satan, he is divided against himself. How then can his kingdom stand? And if I drive out demons by Beelzebub, by whom do your people drive them out?" He said this because there were among the Jews many exorcists and healers whose power did not come from God. "But," said Jesus, "if I drive out demons by the Spirit of God, then the kingdom of God has come upon you." Using a parable to demonstrate the reality of his divine power, Jesus continued, "No one can enter a strong man's house and carry off his possessions unless he first ties up the strong man. Then he can rob his house. So when someone stronger attacks him, he takes away the weapons in which the strong man trusted and divides up the spoils." Then Jesus gave a solemn word of warning. "He who is not with me," he said, "is against me, and he who does not gather with me scatters. I tell you the truth, all the sins and blasphemies of men will be forgiven them. Anyone who speaks against the Son of Man will be forgiven. But whoever blasphemes against the Holy Spirit will never be forgiven." Jesus said this because they were saying, "He has an evil spirit." The Pharisees and teachers of the law were accusing Jesus of being possessed. They were attributing the Lord's power and the wonderful works he was doing by the Spirit of God to Satan. These men, blinded by their hatred for Jesus and their conceit, were deliberately closing their hearts to the life-giving work of the Holy Spirit, and were therefore shutting the door themselves to God's forgiveness and grace. "Make a tree good, and its fruit will be good," said Jesus, "or make a tree bad, and its fruit will be bad, for a tree is known by its fruit. The good man brings good things from the treasure of his heart, and the evil man brings evil things, for out of the overflow of the heart the mouth speaks. But you, brood of vipers," said Jesus, addressing the Pharisees, "how can you, who are evil, say anything good? I tell you that men will have to give account on the day of judgment for every worthless word they have spoken. For by your words you will be acquitted, and by your words you will be condemned." Wounded by the Lord's rebukes, the Pharisees answered by demanding yet another miraculous sign as proof of the Lord's divine calling. The miracle of healing that Jesus had just done in front of them and the many works of grace accomplished by him in public were not enough. Jesus answered that no other sign would be given them except the sign of the prophet Jonah. "For as Jonah was 3 days and 3 nights in the belly of the huge fish," he said, "so will the Son of Man be in the heart of the earth. The men of Nineveh will stand up at the judgment and condemn this generation, for they repented at the preaching of Jonah. And now one greater than Jonah is here." While Jesus was still talking to the crowd, his mother and brothers arrived. Someone said to Jesus, "Your mother and brothers want to speak to you." He replied, "Who is my mother, and who are my brothers?" Then, pointing to his disciples, he said, "Here are my mother and my brothers, for whoever does the will of my Father in heaven is my brother and sister and mother." Next episode, some of the Lord's parables.